Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thottas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Stang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus Talk show? Just head over to anchor.com/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus Talk show for free.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
Bad money.
Why?
Because you're so tired.
I'm fine.
Guys, I feel bad. Monet, okay, I call Monet this morning. She's like, hey, girl, like, kiki, kiki, go, hey, girl. And Monet was like, oh, God. And I was like, Monet, she was like,
I don't think it was all of that. I mean, you called me, and I like.
I'm being alive. Monet was like, I just landed. And I was like, oh, okay. And
then Monet was I literally just woke up.
I slept at the airport last night. And I was like, what? Why did you call someone? I'm so lost.
Because there was nothing for y'all to do. I couldn't leave the airport. It wasn't, didn't make any sense.
You couldn't leave the airport. I don't understand why you can't. Are you trapped? What is going on? This is
such a boring story for anyone listening. It is just.
I'm intrigued. I'm a listener. I listen to our podcast too. Why were you?
No, that's because you're emotionally invested. It was the flight got canceled, and then our bags on them, so we had to wait for our bags to come off the plane, and we had to recheck our bags because I needed to come to New York anyway. So the flight was at 7 o'clock. So if I had went home, I would have been home for like 10 minutes to head back to the airport anyway.
It takes like
so. It's not.
Minutes.
It's not.
It takes
it's
like
not
30
a very.
To get to your house. How long?
It's
you,
not a very exciting story.
How long were you at the airport?
I was at the airport. What do you mean? How long? Like meaning what?
So normally when we get to the airport, I get to the airport like an hour before my flight, maybe an hour and a half before my flight. How long were you at the airport before your plane took off?
An hour.
Then, bitch, why were you sleeping at the airport?
Oh, my God.
How long were you at the airport before you actually left L.A.?
I was at the airport until I left L.A. probably, like, 7 hours.
This is wild. I cannot believe this. I'm writing a letter.
What in the white lady are you going through?
I'm just so concerned that you were at the airport. I'm just concerned for you.
They wrote me a nice little note at my hotel.
Oh, well, Chase Bank sent me some chocolate to apologize to us, and I ate all of it.
You know, you deserve that chocolate. But all that chocolate was meant for you.
It was so good. It was some good chocolate. I'm not going to lie to you.
You also have our YouTube award.
Which I... Never mind. I told you can't take it.
You bitch, you don't tell me I can't take it. I decided to leave it at your home.
But did you take it?
Because there's too much hassle to get it out. You
better never take that fucking award. Ever.
Okay.
Ever. So let everyone know, if you all see the award at my house, it's because I told Monet she can't have it. Let that be known.
Sure.
Well, I feel, it doesn't even feel good to bully you today because you're so tired.
What is this is a very interesting look you're doing.
So I was filming some stuff in drag today. We were filming, me and Pep were filming Black Queer Town Hall today. And so I didn't want to take all my hair off because, you know, when you take your hair off, you have glue all over your head.
There's so also... glue and spirit gum remover. You could just wipe.
I know, but the amount, the switch, the crossover between Black Queer Town Hall and this was very tight. So I ended up just keeping my face and hair on. I'm pulling a Monet. This, I feel like this is very you. Like, you'll show up to a thing in full face with a baseball cap, being like, you know, Monet's
yeah, when
like great, and then you scratch your hat. Yeah, there's a great video on Monet's.
I wouldn't wear hair though.
Let me go into this. Y'all, go on Monet's TikTok. There's a great video on Monet's TikTok where she is in, like, some underwear. It's like a G-string or maybe a thong or something. And Monet
it's a thong. It's not a G-string. It's a thong.
And Monet's wearing a tank top. I said a G-string or a thong. And Monet's in a tank top and wearing a baseball cap. And at one point, she scratches the hat. And all the comments say...
Well, I like how that's such a thing. I'm like, has anyone never had an itchy hat? Had an itchy head with a hat on?
And then all the comments said, bitch, was your hat itchy?
But is that uncommon for your head to be itchy with a hat on? That's my genuine question.
No, what made it so funny is that, like, the scratch... It didn't seem like it was to actually itch anything because the scratch was so delicate. Only the hat.
Yeah, it's just, you know, sometimes you don't need claws. You just need a little.
So whew. For those of you watching, it'd be like if I did this.
To scratch and my that head. Would be that would be completely normal because no, I this, scratch my head with my wig on all the time.
This cannot, no, I'm scratching the headphone. It'd be like if my ear was itching and I was like.
That is not, it's literally not the same thing. Not even a little bit. It's
like, I feel like most people will lift the hat and then scratch it. But I think, but also, such out of, Monet was also posturing. Monet was like, she was like rubbing her hands and like touching the hat.
And then I rubbed my hands. I pulled my head down and then my head, I was like, ooh, this little itch. And then I moved right on.
Monet was like, hello.
Ew. First of all, that is some tacky Southern Atlanta shit. New Yorkers don't be like.
Okay, you gotta stop coming for the South every time we go on this podcast. That's gonna stop on this day.
You're gonna stop giving alternative facts. Time, the fans gathered you about seersucker. They
every time
gathered
we go on this
you
podcast,
about seersucker.
You got something sideways to say about the South. So everyone who's from, if you are from Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, parts of Louisiana, North or South Carolina, Panhandle of Florida, Arkansas, Virginia, Tennessee, let this raggedy bitch have it.
So you just, so you better leave Kansas out of it. Like, Kansas is not part of the South. Wow.
I said Kansas. I did say Kansas.
No, you did not. You did not say Kansas.
Well, Kansas included.
Yikes.
Hey.
Yikes.
You are so ridiculous. But anyway, go check out the video of Monet scratching her head. It's really scratching the hat. It's a really great video. You must admit,
I saw that you're trying to start a TikTok fight with that girl.
What girl?
Her followers about to drag you up and down Atlanta.
I don't think that will happen.
Kita will come with her little mic and fucking pop you inside of your head, girl.
Hello.
She is so funny.
She's not, Monet.
She's funny.
When I tell you her takes, her thing is so garbage. I am.
Kida is funny.
So not. You could be a fan of Kida. Kida is.
She be like, because I know.
All she's doing is tapping the microphone, but she's not saying anything. That's like if I just say, it's the difference in me going, my name is Bob the Drag Queen, and this is Sibling Rivalry versus, my name is Bob the Drag Queen. This is Sibling Rivalry.
Okay, like, I don't think that
saying isn't funny.
I don't think that Kida is tapping the mic because she's really trying to see if it's on. It's part of her, obviously part of her shtick.
She's not actually checking to see if the mic's on. What I'm saying is, I don't find the word she's saying funny. She's just kind of doing a thing.
And it's funny. It's like her bit that's funny.
I mean, humor is subjective. So sure, go off. I'm sure you think it's funny. I personally think that Kida is very messy. I think she has some really odd.
Strange, oh, for sure, for sure. But
transphobic, biphobic.
Kida's a mess. Kida has said very problematic things, but I do think that Kida does have some takes of videos that I've seen, and they're funny. So I also think she's very pretty.
So Kida is this TikToker who does these crunchy ass takes online, in my opinion, and she keeps popping up on my fucking feed.
Like, she's popular.
Every time I open my phone, you know who the two people I always fucking see? Spencer and Kida.
Like, I don't know who the fuck Spencer is.
Spencer is this guy who was he's like a super Gen Z, like mega. I think he's like 18 or 19 years old. And he's just this, like, kid who screams a lot. His whole thing is, like, screaming on TikTok. He used to do this thing called the Daily Screams. And then he, like, dances. And he's like, Anyway, so he's always on my TikTok. And then Kida is always on my TikTok. And now
I always see.
And now Only Jay is. Only Jay is always on my fucking
Only screen. Only Jay. Well, okay, a few things. One, maybe get off TikTok. How about let's start there?
Why do I need to get off TikTok?
Because you are literally always on TikTok, and if you don't want to see Kida's takes, either block her or get off TikTok.
So that's okay. You clearly don't know how TikTok works. Welcome to the party, boomer. You don't have to follow Kida to see her videos because
I know how it works. But if you block her, you will see way less of her content.
Nope.
Yes.
Not how that works. Because
that is okay. First of all, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why that works. Let me tell you why that works. That shit is
not your best friend, Monet. I'm gonna tell you right now, without even going into it, the fans are about to drag you for standing Kida. I already know.
Okay, that. I'm not standing Kida. I said that Kida is funny. You are literally making up your own storyline. I never said I stan Kida. I never said I'm a fan of Kida. I never said that.
Well, then how come when I came to your house, you have that massive coffee table book that's full of pictures of Kida with her quotes in it?
Well, that's different. She sent it for pride, and I just had to. For example, and this is, please bleep her name, but she had a little TikTok page and you put out all of that stuff. I used to see my fucking shit up there. Once I blocked that account, I did not see any more of that content. And it still exists.
The reason why I know that doesn't work is I blocked you a long time ago and I keep seeing your shit. I keep seeing Soak It Up, Love Like This, all the time. You ain't never seen a block like this. You ain't never seen a block like this, no.
That's interesting. It's interesting. Is that why you asked me for the content for Black Return Hall? Because
someone
you were just so block, sick of seeing it?
Someone to clock. Someone that I will never stalk. You ain't never
that
seen
last, a block. That last line was so crunched. You were going so well that you crunched it up with
someone
stock.
To block. Someone to clock. Someone who's... Wait. Okay, this is done. You know, I was making it up on the spot. I'm proud of myself.
Someone to block. Someone to clock. Some bitch that I want to come suck her cock.
Jesus Christ. I don't know that I do.
I mean, you'd be so lucky.
Can you take your vibrating phone away from the microphone? We don't want to hear you zizzing the whole...
Remember that song? Someone had a song. Who was that?
Did you know that if you
talk. Wait, who was that?
I don't remember, and it's hard to Google, but this was. I'm going to show you how I know. So, did you know that you can just. You know how Shazam works, right?
Yeah.
You can sing to Google or like hum a song, and it will find it for you. Watch this.
I've never tried.
Hey, Google, What song is this?
All right, that's enough. Oh my God, Bob, let it go.
Well, anyway,
see, it doesn't recognize. So how was?
Watch this. Watch this. Ready? Here, hold on. Hey Google. Hey Google. Ready for this? What song is this? Na 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 na. Da 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 da. Let the bitches take my sponges. Na 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 na. Just let these dunna take my sponges. Na da da na na. People hating undercover. Da na 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 but na 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 na. When they try to na 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 na. La 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 da, da, da. La 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 la. You have to do it for a while.
And what did it say? It?
It's still working on it. Wait, okay. Jacob is not validating me. Jacob knows that just yesterday in the car it was working. Jacob knows, and now he's acting like it did not work. He's and he wants you to be failed. And you don't sit down with your fucking degree. And he, like, you think you don't. Who will come validate me? So you got your fucking degree. And you fucking know everything. Who will come validate me?
You're being so silly today. Do you drink your silly juice?
Who will come validate me? Since you fucking get your fucking degree.
What are you going through?
I woke up so early to do Black Horse Hall, and then me and Pep, when we get together, we're just like cracking up the whole time. So we're trying to get through the programming, but then Pep will say one thing wrong, or I'll say one thing backwards, and then we just kept like, and then it got to the point where we were just like laughing, and we could not even get through the entire. It was insane. It was wild.
It sounds like you two are very unprofessional.
There's actually an entire video of me and Pep laughing while trying to do Black Queer Town Hall on the Patreon. If you scroll back, is there a way to like pin or repost? We can try to find it and repost it or link. Can you post a link to a Patreon thing and a link? Whatever. We'll post. It's really funny. It's literally just hours of me and Pep laughing. Or not hours. Hour. It's a long time though.
Hours. You said hours.
Well, I don't think it's actually ours. You know, actually, I'm gonna take your suggestion. I'm gonna take your suggestion, and
I'm gonna take a break.
I'm gonna be fully dressed.
Work.
Everything I do for my cat is rooted in love, even when this thing is testing my patience. I always want what's best for her. For example, love is letting my cat sleep in my lap when I really need to get up. Love is accepting my furniture will never be clump-proof. Love is opening the door to let my cat in and out 39,000 times a day. That's an accurate count. Love is also keeping tabs on my cat's health because nothing is more important than their health and well-being. That's why I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter is the most advanced litter I have ever seen, ladies and gentlemen. It changes colors to help detect early signs of potential illnesses, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats love hiding illnesses, and having a pretty litter catch health issues is fierce. Litter box cleanup is also easier with Pretty Litter. Its ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly and lasts up to a month. Plus, Pretty Litter is safer for your cat and for the whole household. Many conventional litters contain irritants that can aggravate allergies and asthma, but Pretty Litter's superb light crystals minimize mess and dust. And Pretty Litter arrives safely at your door in a small, lightweight bag. Shipping is free, and I never have to worry about storing bulky containers or lugging a heavy bag through the LA summer heat. Ugh, Jesus, gross. Love is putting your cat's health first with Pretty Litter. Do what I did and make the switch today by visiting prettylitter.com and use promo code RIVALRY for 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com, promo code RIVALRY for 20% off. prettylitter.com, promo code RIVALRY. Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy, and I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Third Love bras are designed for your perfect fit. Third Love uses the measurements of millions of people to design bras with an all-day comfort and support.
The Fitting Room Quiz is a fun and super easy interactive experience that focuses on size, breast shape, current fit issues, and your personal style to deliver bras and underwear that are perfect for you.
Throughout the whole thing, fit stylists are available for one-on-one chats to answer any questions you might have. Better than a traditional bra fitting experience, because this one, honey, you can do it from the comfort and the convenience of your home, of your bed, of your couch. You can do it at home, girl.
I did it in the kitchen while I was eating. Now listen, we've tried it out and it's super quick, easy, and the results are great. The Fitting Room has helped 18 million people find their true bra size, and you could be next.
Third Love stands behind their products. If you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are available via chat or email to answer any and all of your questions.
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 20% off your first order, even you, Monet. Go to thirdlove.com/rivalry now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. Again, that's thirdlove.com/rivalry for 20% off today.
20% off, baby, for a bra, that's a steal.
And we're back. You just put a cap tat on. You still don't got no titties on. You don't got no earrings. Oh, you have earrings on. You have no braids. You.
Oh, so you're thinking, so you think to be drag, you have to wear titties to be drag?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Monet canceled.
Are you going to acknowledge that the fans, are you going to acknowledge that the fans dragged you about Seersucker?
No one, you are so, no one dragged me. All they
Did
said
you just
was,
snort?
No one dragged me. All that happened, they were like, actually, Seersucker is from the South. Being that I am from the South, I saw it. So I didn't know y'all niggas went wearing Seersucker in New York City. I thought everybody was wearing Seersucker everywhere. Okay? So
as Miss South 2019, with all your little facts about what countries, what states border which state, you should know about Seersucker, bitch.
Just like I had no clue that everyone in the world wasn't eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches until I went to Canada and asked for one. And they're like, why the fuck y'all eating? What? You must be American. I was like, you don't need peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
I don't need peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay. You also grew up outside of America.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly sandwich is not the thing. I like a peanut butter sandwich. I like a jelly sandwich. Well,
but you can acknowledge that it's good.
I don't like the taste of the salt and the sweet of the two together. For some reason, it worked for me. I do like, in St. Lucia, we had jelly and butter sandwiches.
Okay, that... Everyone eats that.
Okay, I don't know if that was a specific... Look, Jacob, that looked like... What are you talking about?
You mean like toast with jelly and jam?
Toast with jelly and butter.
toast with jelly and butter. Yes, everyone puts butters their toast.
Jacob looked like
buttered a piece of toast and put jelly on it. Jacob, you are so full of shit.
I also don't like jellies.
So when you go to restaurant or diners, they bring you a bowl of butter, some bread, and some jelly.
But yeah, but normally people have it like you have your piece of toast like so, and then you. In St. Lucia, we would.
Oh shit! And then you do another one. Oh Lord, watch out, y'all. It's the same. All you're doing is just eating two pieces of toast at the same time. Not Monet pantomiming. and not going, you're literally eating a toast.
I also got super like I was teaching a third grade class.
I mean, yeah, you're right. Here, I will say in the States, we do open face toast with jelly and butter. But you know,
you have to stop snorting. The fans are getting so mad at you.
I can't help that. I have post nasal drip. And I don't want to hear any fucking cocaine jokes. Yes, I snort. I have a deviated septum. I have post nasal drip. I can't help it. I have been doing this my whole life. Y'all, back when I used to.
Literally?
My whole life, I've been doing this. Back when I used to.
All your life, you had to snort. Myself,
I used to edit out all the snorts. I used to go through it, Land, I know you're listening because you had our podcast. I used to go back and edit out every single snort, y'all. And I don't edit the podcast anymore. And when I listen
you better drag Land. Are you throwing Land under the bus?
I'm not dragging Land. What I'm saying is I would edit out. It's not about that. What I'm saying is I would edit out the snort because I was so self-conscious about it. And then I listened to my stand-up comedy special and I heard my snorts and I was like, I can't help it. I just can't help it. Like, I feel like if I
will
snort,
say in your stand-up special,
like snort, it's all gonna come out of my nose. Like it's gonna end up on my face.
And your stand-up special is kind of cute. It's like endearing.
I think it's because you know me.
You can see your whole you, but on a podcast, just listening to you, it's a little different.
If I could stop snorting, I would. I mean, you know the thing that you find endearing that someone else is like so. Two things. When I was a waiter, one of my coworkers brought her daughter in, and her daughter knocked over the salt. With the cap off and all the salt spilled everywhere. We're all like, oh my God, that's so cute. And she was like, stop knocking shit over.
I was like, absolutely.
I was like, damn. We were all like, oh my God. So Jacob probably gonna drag me. Jacob probably gonna get mad if I say this. So Jacob does this thing. I think it's actually really charming and endearing. And Kennedy was like, this is wild. So Jacob does this thing where he will, when he's like playing a video game or watching TV, he'll like grab a drink. And he'll, like, have, like, a can of something or, like, a cup of coffee. And then he'll drink it. And then he'll go get another one. But he won't take the other one back. And then he'll have, like, two cans. And then he'll have, like, three cans. And then I come home and then I'll, like, grab the cans. And I'm like, hey, baby. And I'll, like, grab his cans and I'll put them in the sink.
Is that weird?
I don't think it's weird, but it's really cute to see Jacob, like, playing games with, like, a couple of drinks around him. How do you feel when we're talking about this? it just has like these little drinks, and I think it's really cute to see Jacob playing his games with all of his little drinks around him. I'm like, this is so cute.
You know, it is the heteronormativity you guys are trying to foster over there at the Palace of the Drag Queen.
Jacob, buddy,
Jacob's about to delete all your footage, bitch.
I think it's cute. I want to say, you know, I switched up my garment because this is a big part of my gender expression. You know?
Caftans?
Drag.
Oh.
I think that's a good topic for today.
Oh, you were trying to do a segue.
Yay! Whoa!
I was like, caftans are... You think caftans specifically express your gender? I was like, word.
I mean, that was not Monet level segues, but I was pretty proud of that.
That was good. It was good. I didn't tell you it wasn't. I just wasn't. It, you know what? It was so smooth, bitch. I got wrapped up in it. I was like.
Talk to me about you. Okay, so whenever I talk to people about gender, I always say there's a couple of things going on. There is gender identity. Mm-hmm. There's gender expression. Mm-hmm. There's pronouns. Mm-hmm. And there's probably more than that I can't think of in the moment. But I think those are some four great places to start from.
Yeah, you know,
gender, expression, pronouns, the three, yeah.
You know, I think that for me, gender expression and gender identity, like to me, like they it's like an ebb and flow. Like they change a lot and they move around a lot. And Michelle had put, and this is not we're not talking about sexuality, but I want a tangent to size for a little bit. And like this is new for Civil Rivalry. But when Michelle was posting all the flags for the LGBTQIA plus community, and I was like,
Michelle Visage?
Yeah. But I did not know that there were so... Bitch, there was one called agrosexual. Do you know about agrosexuality?
Well, who's she?
It's like your gender... I think it's your sexuality changes by the hour.
Work.
And I was like, that's a thing too. So I think, and I remember seeing something on TikTok where it was something similar.
Not when they laughing at agrosexuals. They're about to,
oh my God.
They're about to go off you. And then they're going to go off you again in a couple of hours.
And I saw another thing, something similar for identity. Like there's a word for it, but like when you're sexual, I mean, when your gender identity. When your gender identity switches by the hour. I was like...
I don't think my gender identity switches by the hour. I mean, depending on the day. But I do think that my gender identity is very fluid. And there are moments where I'm like, in this moment... And this is where I think the conservatives would be like, see, they're confused. There are moments where I'm like, in this moment right now, I'm a woman. And that's the end of this discussion. It's a full wrap. There are moments where I'm like, I am... Most of the time, I feel very non-binary, very in between the two... worlds, the two binary worlds. And there are a lot of times where I'm like, you know what? I am, I feel, and this one, I feel like a man. Like when I talk to my mom, I do feel like my mom's son. I do feel like my brother's brother. I do feel like my niece and nephew's uncle. And I also realize that being those things doesn't necessarily make you a man.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like my gender identity changes a lot as well. I don't think it's on the aggro side of things, like by the minute, by the hour, I don't think it's like that. But there are some days I wake up and I feel more feminine. There are some days when I feel more masculine. There are some days when I feel very non-binary, like I'm kind of living in both of those two worlds. And, you know, I think that's something that's
like, what
do you very...
mean, like, what is an instance or a situation at work where you've been like in this moment, like where you felt more feminine or more masculine or like...
Sometimes, like, for example, if I'm having a day where I'm going shopping around, I was trying to buy clothes, and they have days where I'm going to shop, I specifically feel like a lady. Like, I feel like I want to be adorned in quote-unquote feminine clothes, and obviously clothes don't have a gender. We've all
Drag
made
Monet.
That up, but gender...
Monet said clothes have gender. Damn.
But gender, the entire construct of gender and of clothes like that, that's a whole system that we've all been brainwashed and we've all fed into, and we still live into
even
that.
Even though we a lot of us say that clothes don't have gender, that does not mean that we don't know what the colloquialism women's clothes means. We all know what that means.
Right. Sometimes when I do that, and sometimes sometimes on dating apps, like when I'm like talking to someone, I always am like weird about like what pictures I put on a dating app, because I feel like that sends a particular message, and someone may see pictures of you and they make a complete face judgment about you and without
or an assumption, yeah.
An assumption
well,
about that.
So a lot of queens, I mean, we'll talk about this. I want to go on this tangent. I want to earmark this. Talk about queens who, a lot of queens hook up in geesh and drag.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And a lot of people find out that a lot of their gender identity through that. I was gonna say, you know, anyone who knows me knows that I wear women's clothes almost every day of my life, almost every day, in some way, in some regard. And I do think that my journey through drag has really helped me understand my gender identity and realizing what it means. And I really think that a lot of people do express their gender. Not everyone, y'all hear me? A lot of people do express their gender identity with their gender expression, meaning a lot of times they will dress one way to feel one way because they find it affirming. Sometimes they will feel wearing this outfit, wearing these clothes, wearing these nails, wearing this lash, wearing this makeup, wearing this shoe can affirm my gender identity. And a lot of times I feel that way in my non-binary existence. I just wanted to quickly say too, my mom sees you as a woman. My mom was like, Monet is a woman. Your mama always says, she said Monet is a woman. I said, she is. Sometimes she is.
Sidebar, I got laser hair removal again. I started the process again. And the first time I went, they burned me a little bit. Can you see it?
No, where'd you get it? Well, I mean, it's a little. I don't see it, but also the first time you got it, you acted like you were Freddy Krueger in Nightmare on
Elm Street. Bob, it was pretty bad. It was very bad.
You act like you were Deadpool. I was like, oh God, Monet.
It's very bad.
You, Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool. I was like, I don't want to diminish your experience, but I remember thinking to myself, like, I don't think it looks that bad, but also
it was very bad.
It's also completely gone now. It's not, you didn't have third degree burns, Mary.
But also,
they are zapping your skin with lasers.
To be fair, they did my whole back and my whole everything this past time, but it's just for some reason this one spot I got burned. Look at that.
Well, the skin on your back is rough, so it probably can.
They got my whole chest, got my whole stomach area.
Do you get your whole laser hair removed?
No, I should though. Oh my God, should I? Should we do that together?
I do not want that done. I'm honestly kind of afraid of getting laser anything. I don't want to get my eyes done. I'm afraid to get LASIK. All right. Because the notion of someone pointing a laser at me and like turning it on is scary. I mean, there was a point in my life where I thought about getting a vasectomy, and I was like, I don't want.
Wait, because a laser? Because you don't ever want to. You're like, I will never want children. But now you would never do that.
Well, vasectomies are also not permanent. They're easily reversible.
Are they?
For people with penises, yeah. The reversing is not 100%. There's a chance. There's a small chance that your reversal won't work.
I love how men's shit is always reversible, but for women, once women get the tube side, that's it.
Well, let's just say people with penises and people with vaginas. But I agree with you that I also think that if you have a vagina, getting your tube side is also reversible. But can you Google that, Jacob? It is more invasive to have your tube side than it is to have your I don't even know what they're snipped. I think that's what they say when you have testicles. They call it, I don't know what they call it. I don't know what the colloquialism is for getting
spayed and neutered.
For getting vasectomized. But nowadays they do it with a laser, I think. Did I make that up?
I can't see it, Jacob.
It says, while it can be sometimes it be reversed with surgery, it's not always possible. So it can be reversed, but it's not always possible.
Yeah, I remember seeing a thing on TV, and it was definitely like, it's definitely like way, the chances of someone with getting a tube side reversing it is like a really small chance that you can reverse it.
Yeah, for sure. Getting a vasectomy is definitely a lot easier to reverse. And it's also like, it is like apparently it is a lunchtime procedure. It is like
a vasectomy? On a little break.
Yeah, they give you a little ice pack for your junk and send you back to work.
When did you realize you were non-binary?
You know, it was honestly fucking with Azraya over at Saliva.
Saliva.
Like, At that time, the term non-binary wasn't really floating around. Azraya is a popular nightlife performer. I don't think they really do nightlife stuff much anymore, but they do have a podcast. Can you look up the name of their podcast, babe? And we can tell you about their podcast. Anyway, Azraya was using much more colorful language than non-binary. They were saying like glamour beast, gender terrorist.
Gender terrorist. I live.
Mammoth woman. They were using some wild, and I was like, honestly, like that really makes sense. Like I really fucks with that, as the kids say.
Got you.
How about you? So, what did you realize?
So do you think that drag was your So I guess because of, you know, your interaction with Azraya, so you'd say drag was kind of like the catalyst for it, right?
Drag was a gender awakening for me. Like drag
for me too.
Drag done woke my gender to fuck all the way up.
Before drag, I always had prospects and thoughts about it, but I didn't realize how I could put it into practice. I didn't realize that it was a real option. And then fucking with drag and living my life, you know, so many hours out of my day as a quote unquote woman, or, you know, or a non-binary person, I realized it was like a tangible option. And again, I've never had the desire or want to have any type of to transition to be a woman. But I like to be clear,
what you're talking about is some sort of a physical transition.
Yeah, physical transition.
Being through hormone replacement or some sort of surgery.
Yeah. I've never had that desire, but I do have the desire to live and to express myself as a woman, if that makes sense. But not to do it through surgeries or any type of medical anything.
Well, the thing about transitioning that it really is different for every person, and there are no surgeries that are across the board that everyone wants or that everyone has. And for some people, gender-affirming surgery can be something that would not necessarily be gender-affirming for someone else. For example, for someone, getting lip fillers might feel gender-affirming, if you, mm-hmm. depending on how you identify. For some people, getting a liposuction, it might be gender affirming. For some people, you know, getting
I have thought about FFS.
FFS, which is facial mm-hmm. feminization surgery, for everyone wondering. Facial feminization.
I have thought about that.
Comes in a lot of different ways. They can shave down your chin. They can mm-hmm. give you a rhinoplasty. They can do your forehead. They can do Botox. They can do fillers.
Shave down this part too to make it. Yeah, I have thought about that. Recently on Ebony and Irony, Buddy and I interviewed Brian Belovich. Do you know Brian Belovich?
Mm, who's that?
Brian Belovich he has a book out. It's called Transfigured: My Journey from Boy to Girl to Woman to Man. So Ryan was a drag queen and trans woman in
I have to try to track that. Boy to girl, got it. To woman, to man. Did this person detransition?
Yeah, detransitioned, and he was a very, very popular New York City entertainer in the '80s, '70s, '80s, and he's also a trans woman. Beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Huge tits. Ryan,
he's him pronouns.
Yeah, he uses he him pronouns. And when she was trans, she lived her life. She ended up marrying this.
Well, he's he him pronouns. Yeah.
Well, then she lived her life fully as an entertainer and as a trans woman. And she married a man in the military, and she ended up moving to Germany. She lived on a military base, going to Tupperware parties with all the wives, and no one was the wife. No one ever knew anything about her tea or anything like that. And then in 1986, she ended up getting sober, and then she decided to
detransition. If you, a lot of times when people, there's something called living stealth, which is when you will, mm-hmm. And it tends to be people who are trans binary, meaning F to M or M to F, will live a life and no one will know about their transness.
Yeah, and she did that for years, and then she got sober and she decided to, because she also got addicted to drugs and different types of things like crack and cocaine and et cetera, and then she decided to detransition. But Flame Monroe also famously detransitioned, because I don't know a lot of trans persons who detransition, but Flame Monroe is also a trans person who has detransitioned, but she kept her boobs and she says her pronouns are he, she, we. Yeah, so it's such an interesting thing, but I guess I would never want to make the decision to transition, you know, so flippantly for myself. I would want to really think about it a lot, but I've had that mental journey. I've thought about it. I'm like, no, it's not something that I really want to do, because the prospect of changing your body that way to me, and then having a relationship, a realization, and then wanting to detransition. I'm like, and Brian was talking about it, but he was saying it was really tough mental work. It really fucked with him a lot.
Well, I think for a lot of people too, it's about doing what you think will bring you happiness. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know a lot of people who have detransitioned. I know that a lot of times these people are often shunned in the trans community. Sometimes it is about going on a journey to find out what your gender expression means to you. I know, for example, that Eureka. Eureka was living as a trans woman for a while, and then after living as a trans woman, they realized that they are non-binary. So it's not necessarily. So for everyone the term detransitioning, it might not necessarily be, some people might not even consider a detransition. It's just a furthering evolution of them finding out what it means to be themselves. So for Eureka, it was for them finding out that they are non-binary. And maybe this is the journey they had to go on to reach that spot. And we could actually have Eureka on the podcast someday and talk about it. We haven't had
something that, I'm kidding, Eureka's great. Something in my mind, and I guess it's been hard for me to wrap my brain around it has been interesting. But like the prospect of...
Oh, before we go any further, I just want to quickly say, I do want to put out there this notion. I do not want to like insinuate in any way, shape, form, or fashion that trans people are confused, or that there is some sort of a people being like, I don't know, do I want this? That does not, because Monet and I are discussing a few people who have had a journey or an evolution in their mm-hmm. journey. We're not insinuating those people are or were ever confused. And we're also not insinuating that that is a popular ideology or concept within the trans
community. But it is normal. We do want to normalize that your journey and your transness and whatever it is, that's your journey. And sometimes that means making a decision and changing your mind. And you know what? The good thing about you being a full human who has full autonomy over your body, you can do whatever you want with your fucking body. Nobody can tell you it's crazy or weird or wild.
That's, you know, a trend I don't like on the internet? It's people going, y'all weird. And they say it about a lot of stuff. Like if someone's like, sometimes you'll see it like people, if everyone's like obsessed with someone and they're like, why y'all obsessed with me? Man, y'all weird. Something about them kind of like, I don't know this trend. So for example, let's say you were arguing with a drag queen in her 50s from season 13 of Drag Race, right? And then if she was like, you're obsessed with me, man. Y'all weird. Y'all really are weird on this app. Y'all really are obsessed and y'all are weird. People do that kind of stuff, which is this notion that... I was actually talking to Ezra about this, because when Ezra was younger, maybe a little bit now, he identified as weird or just like interesting or kooky or strange. And I was like, I have always identified as being as normal as a person can be. Like, bitch, I am the main character. The really normal. I'm Doug.
Well, I think that for a lot of people who felt marginalized and people who grew up as the weird, quote unquote, weird queer kid or whatever, it's almost like taking that awareness and be like, yeah, bitch, I'm weird and I love it. A lot of people like being identified as weird because it is different from the status quo and it's not what everybody else is doing. Like being like the weird kid, I mean, I know a lot of people who in high school and in college, they like being weird. They're like, yeah, I'm fucking weird. And it's cool. Like, it's almost like taking this thing and making it cool.
Ezra, that's what Ezra used to do. He's like, it's like, that's like, I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. You were saying something before, and I just wanted to clarify that point in case anyone was confused.
Well, you fucking cut me off, and I don't remember what. You know, bitch, I can't remember what I thought 5 minutes ago. I have no idea what I was saying, but you cut me off. So how do you feel about your fucking self?
I feel pretty good, actually. You remember time you called me a bitch and forgot, you said bitch and then forgot you said it in 30 seconds? That was a gag.
Your individual journey
with your gender identity.
Maybe that just being a point of going where you need to go. You were saying you're about your thoughts about your own personal transition. I don't know if that sparks
anything. Nope, it's gone. It'll come back.
I'm like it, bro.
I also want to let the fans know. So Jacob like writes this note and he was like, Monet was saying something, but then Bob cut her off and he put Bob in big capital letters. It felt really great to see it, that.
To me, I just want to point out the reason I did that because it felt really important to make sure that people realized that we were not invalidating anyone's experiences on this show and that we were not passing out hurtful or harmful ideology about trans people. So I want you all to know that was not Bob being loud and interrupting people. It was making sure that people know that we're not passing out harmful ideology about trans people on Sibling Rivalry.
No, we know what we heard, and we know who you are.
What were you about to say, Jacob? Do you have something to combat against that?
I would just like to point out that I hit caps lock by accident, and your name is unintentionally.
Well, girls, we shall see. We shall see.
Gender... Have you... Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I was saying. Now I remember. Thank you.
I'm kidding.
And even though obviously
capitalize it. Monet is just being messy.
Okay, now Jacob's cutting her off. Capitalize that. Monet, say your thing.
I forgot.
No, you did not.
I did.
Okay, that was not me. That time it was Jacob. Did you really forget when I... Maybe you need to stop advertising those edibles. Bitch, you can't, bitch, you can't be a client, too. You can't be your number one client, bitch. You can't even get high on your own supply. There's this old video of there's this video that Jacob plays for me once in a while. It is this old video on Jacob's phone of, I don't know if y'all remember, I was into Coolicles for a while.
Oh my god, the fucking Coolicles. That shit is nasty.
You never even had one. You don't know.
And I never will. I don't like pickles. I would never. Literally, the rapture could be happening. This planet could be destitute, and for some reason, the only thing that was growing, the only thing that was able to grow on planet Earth was Coolicles. Bitch, I would starve. I'd rather starve than eat a fucking Coolicle. I would die.
Well, that's very strange because Coolicles were just here and they had nothing but nice things to say about you. and also, Coolicles do not grow on the ground. I think there's a chance that Monet might think that pickles grow on the ground.
I did not say that. Bob, this is oh my God, you like to... Can y'all please acknowledge the sound of that Bob likes to be literal when it serves him best? Obviously. Okay, yikes. First of all, that is those are your pronouns on your Twitter and your Instagram. Right. I'm going by the pronouns. Those are the pronouns I've seen on your social media. So if you'd like me to change that, change what your pronouns are online.
Awesome. When they think that, wow, the only way your pronouns are valid is if you change them in your bio. Yikes.
God.
Yikes.
Oh, my God.
Yikes on bikes.
This is a dystopian future, and I'm saying, like, for whatever, however things grow in the dystopian future of the rapture, it will be only Coolicles, okay? Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Jesus Christ. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Y'all keep a fucking yo. I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, my God. Listen, today Kennedy was sending me this text. I was trying to remember this one MLK quote.
Oh, my God. Wait, look how it makes my eyes look. I look like, do you know what I look like? Do you know that TikTok filter when you put it on someone's eyes and it's like.
Yeah, it's called Smirk.
I can't see it. I can't wait to watch this back because can't see it.
Wait, let me film you so you can see it. But this shit.
Does it look like that?
No, it looks. It literally looks exactly. Wait, do it. Do it.
What are you talking about?
Smirk. Oh my God, Monet. Please.
Why are y'all filming me? What's going on?
Look at this. Hold on. Can you see it?
Move it over.
I'll send it to you on Facebook. Oh my God.
That is so silly.
Monet.
I think we're going to take a little break and Bob and I will be back.
All right. I'll see y'all in a second. I'm going to send Monet this video.
Can you de-drag in our little commercial break?
That's a slightly longer process than putting on a caftan.
Okay. Fair.
Sometimes I just don't have the time or energy to cook, especially something healthy. Between having two partners, running a business, being a mogul, being a full-time model, and single-handedly carrying this podcast, I don't have a lot of time to cook. And honestly, I don't feel great when I end up eating takeout almost every single meal. This has all changed once I found Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I never have to think twice if the food I'm eating is good for me. Daily Harvest is ready when you are. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it. So you waste less food too. No need to overthink any of your meals for the week with Daily Harvest smoothies for breakfast, crisp flatbread for lunch and dinner, and food that's perfect for cooler weather, like their perfectly roasted harvest bowls and soups. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything, including their recently launched almond milk, which is made of only almonds and a dash of sea salt. That's it. This is super convenient because I'm always stocked up whenever I need almond milk for my smoothies. Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning to 100% compostable, recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging. Daily Harvest is undeniably delicious, clean food without prep. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code RIVALRY to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code RIVALRY for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. dailyharvest.com. Listen, there have been times in my life where I've had to make a decision, but they were just too close. It was too close to call. Like, I couldn't decide. Team Trinity, Team Monet. It was too close for me to call. Having something extra makes your choice easier. Busy stands out by having something all other hard seltzers don't. Antioxidant vitamin C. Extracted from acerola cherry, a super fruit with 30 times more vitamin C per cup than an orange, there are plenty of hard seltzers you can choose from, but with four bold and refreshing natural flavors and antioxidant vitamin C, Fizzy makes your choice a little easier, and that's a lot tastier. You can have pineapple mango, black cherry lime, strawberry kiwi, and blueberry pomegranate. I know Monet told me that she personally loves the pineapple mango flavor. It is great by itself, and apparently you can like mix it up with cocktails too. Fizzy is refreshing, it tastes great, and it never hurts to add some vitamins and antioxidants into the mix. At about 5% alcohol beverage content, 100 calories, and less than 1 gram of real cane sugar per can, every sip of Fizzy is more exhilarating. Upgrade your hard seltzer with Fizzy. To find out where you can purchase Fizzy, go to fizzyhardseltzer.com/rivalry. That's fizzyhardseltzer.com/rivalry. Must be 21 or older. You've heard us talking about Hims and how they're helping people look their best. If you haven't yet, it's time to see what they're all about. Here's the problem. 66% of people assigned male at birth start to lose their hair by the age of 35. Once you've noticed the thinning hair, it can be way too late. Is the hairline slowly starting to move backwards? Any bald spots yet? The best way to prevent more hair loss is to do something about it while you still have some. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims is helping people experiencing hair loss become the best version of themselves with licensed medical providers and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Listen, no more awkward in-person doctor visits or long pharmacy lines. For Hims connects you to a licensed medical professional online, which can save you hours and completely confidential and it's discreet. After a few quick questions, the medical professional will review and if they determine it's right for you, can prescribe you medication to treat hair loss that is shipped directly to your door. Today, Hims is giving you their best offer yet. If you're not happy with the results after 90 days, Hims will give you a full refund. And right now, my listeners get their first visit absolutely free. Go to forhims.com/rivalry. That's forhims.com/rivalry. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Remember, that's forhims.com/rivalry.
All right. Mary. Did Bianca Del Rio post that slutty picture on Twitter?
I did. Bianca is in shape. But to be fair, Bianca, I mean, maybe weighs skinny ass people when they be like, ooh, look at me. I'm like, bitch, you worked out, you lift two dumbbells and you did a squat and your body is fucking popping. I don't want to hear
like,
it.
By the way, she looks fantastic, but like, is Bianca in her hoe phase? Like, not Bianca having a thought phase. This is crazy.
Bitch, I mean, it's never too late. How old is she now? 52? So she's living her life.
I think Bianca's 49. Hey, Google. How old is Bianca Del Rio? My phone just started smoking. Bianca
Del Rio is
she's
45. Years old. Now you bother me. I'm on a, don't be rude. She's 49. But
okay, 49 is not much older than 45.
Yeah, okay, relatively. 52 is not much older than 45 either. Sure. Do you think that one day you're going to have a whole face?
Do I think what?
Will you have a whole phase one day?
Oh, I'm in my whole phase. I'm actually on the kind of on the side of my whole phase, to be honest. But I will never. I don't think I'll ever have a thought phase. So I don't know. I don't know if Bianca's having a whole phase, but Bianca is having a thought phase. She has posted 2 or 3 thoughty pictures on the internet in the past week. Work. This is crazy.
What if Chloe tomorrow were like, Bob? And I've done some soul searching, and I may want to transition to something like that. How would you react?
I mean, I would support you, and I would ask you I would tell you that you're valid, and that I love you, and that you mean a lot to me, and that this would never change anything about our interactions with each other. I would be like, congrats! I'm so happy that you've discovered this in yourself.
Honestly, I feel like Peppermint would be like one of the first people I would call. And like, yeah, just
that's probably get smart. Her.
you know?
Her thoughts and opinions about it. Not thoughts and opinions, like, if I should or not, but, like I don't know. I just feel like Peppermint is just so brilliant, and she's a trans woman, and, you know, I really look up to her, so I'll definitely call Pep. Like, Pep, I want to talk to you about something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Pep is a very understanding woman. She's very smart. She's very worldly. She's just, she's got a lot of knowledge and, yeah, and a big heart in those Golden Globes.
Girl, the goldenness of Globes. I will never forget season 9. I was sitting in there. It was the cast of season 9, Drag Race, were doing their thing at Sony Theater in New York City on 45th Street. Peppermint walks out in that yellow gown, and her fucking tits.
Yellow gown. I remember the gown.
Her tits were just, she put the most highlighter on them. Just
whew. Let me talk to you about that look.
Peppermint's look?
Yes.
Why?
That wig Pep was wearing, I ordered that wig from, I can't remember who made that wig.
I vaguely remember the story.
I ordered that wig, and they called me up, and they were like, I'm having a wig emergency. I have to just give your wig to someone else. And then I go to that event and I see Pep wearing my wig.
Well, aren't you happy?
Yeah, sure. I didn't pay for it, but also like I ordered the wig, and they didn't call me and say, "Hey, I know you ordered this, and I know that this could be a huge inconvenience." They were like, "I'm so sorry, you can't have this thing that you ordered that you're waiting for that was made for you that you're prepared to pay for. I'm giving it to someone else." Obviously,
Who was it?
I genuinely can't remember who it was. I cannot remember.
I can't. It had to have been someone in New York.
It wasn't Gypsy. It wasn't Carlos.
I think it was Carlos.
I don't think it was Carlos. I hadn't even heard of Carlos by that point.
Oh.
Because it might have been like a Carlos wig. It might have been Gypsy Wigs.
Gypsy Wigs is Carlos.
No, I'm talking about Carlos Uber. I'm talking about Carlos the Uber driver.
Oh, I'm talking about Carlos from Gypsy Wigs. It was definitely Gypsy. I don't know Carlos the Uber driver now.
So Carlos the Uber driver also does wigs.
Oh, no, I only know Gypsy.
You had a run in with Gypsy.
Girl.
I bet you were talking about it.
And I never worked with him ever again.
So
never.
Monet dropped off a wig with someone.
Bob.
I'm not saying it was Gypsy Wigs, but all I'm saying is Monet dropped off a wig with someone. Which, by the way, that whole name for the company is offensive. Let's just throw that out there. There's not a company called Nigga Wigs for a person
yes.
who's not black.
Yes, there is, and it's owned by Gigi Good. Nigga Wigs. Nigga Wigs.
I knew you were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna say that. You are so stupid. I am sweating over here. Anyway, Monet dropped off some wigs. Honestly, Monet, we do a whole episode about scammers. Because you remember that one time I gave that designer my fabric, and then they held it prisoner for several months. And me and Monet had to, y'all, we got to do a whole episode. Me and Monet had to literally plot and scheme. When Monet went to go get an outfit, I just rode with Monet and popped up like, what's good? Where's my fabric? It was crazy.
I was telling Bob about some costumes. Some stuff I was getting made. And Bob was like, Monet, why do designers love to try you? Designers love to try me.
They stay trying you.
I don't know why. And I was telling you, oh my God, did I tell you about this, Bob? Did I tell you about this?
We'll bring Kim on the scam episode because Kim had that thing
yeah, with those chic. People.
Yeah.
Could I tell you about this thing? And I tweeted about it because I was so bothered by it. Okay, so boom. So,
When Monet says boom, Monet's about to jump. It's about to be story time when Monet says boom.
I went to this get together with a group of people I didn't really know a whole bunch. I knew like some of them there. I knew like two or three other people, like friends, who were hanging out, having a good time. And then this one person, like I met, like one, I had like one interaction with in the past. It was a normal interaction.
Do I know who it is?
You don't know them. It was a normal interaction. You really don't.
Oh, is the thing you were talking about?
Yes. Oh, did I? Oh, so I did tell you about it already.
Yeah, this was so messy. Keep going.
Yeah, so I met this person one time before, and it was a normal interaction. We like hung out for like in a group of people for like 3-4 hours. Cool.
And beans, did you give them something?
Yeah, and I gave this person something. I gave this person something, a very expensive thing. Someone gave me something that was really expensive, and I couldn't use it anymore, so I just gave it to this person for free, and this person took it, whatever. So we're hanging out at this event, and then I'm here sitting with my two friends that I know, and then this person, and like,
again. Are you not saying who the person is because you don't want them to know that you're talking about them? Because they already know.
Do they know?
I mean, once you describe what happened, they're going to be like, oh, bitch, that was me.
I mean, I don't know if they listen to the podcast. I realize I talk about a lot of personal things in the podcast. Remember, like, bitch, the fucking Uber Eats. Oh my God, I'm calling Uber Eats. The chef I was dating for a while, he heard some of our episodes. I don't know. I didn't know he listened to. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, anyway.
I can't call Uber Eats.
Girl, calling him Uber Eats. So then me and the two friends that I have, we were hanging out, whatever. And then this fourth person that I've met, again, once before we hung out, he comes over, he goes, so Monet, so you don't know how to do your own wigs. You don't know how to sew. Like, what can you do? What do you do? With like three of the guys around him. I was like,
not mean girls. Not mean girls.
Very mean girls. And I was like, what? And he was like, I said, you don't know how to do your own wigs. You don't know how to sew. You don't know, what can you do? And
not
I was like,
doubling down, not being like, I said.
And I was so taken aback because, again, I had been nothing but sweet to this person. And then so that happened. And something else later, I forgot what the other thing was, but he said something cunty again. And I said to him, I was like, girl, what's wrong with you? And then he goes, let me tell you something. When I really like people, That's how I show them I like them. I read them and I make fun of them. And I was like, I don't like that. That's not how I treat people who I like. That's not how I behave.
Despite what you hear on this podcast.
Because that's the thing, like, you and I, that's different. And I think people try to do that. They try to recreate what, or they hear how you and I interact, or me and Kim interact, or me and other, like, close friends, and they try to do that. I'm like, I don't know you that way. Like, what are you talking about? That shit gags me.
When I first met Monet, we were so nice to each other, sewing each other dresses. Sweet. We have built up this nasty rapport over years. If you want to get this nasty with Monet, you got to sew her some gowns. You gotta juice together. You have to do shows. You have to go to Monet's college and do some shows. You have to do a lot. You have to have a podcast for 3 years. You gotta do a lot of stuff to be able to have, you gotta steal her car. There's a lot of shit you gotta do to be able to have this nasty of a relationship. You know, I do not like when cunty little gay boys come up to me and try to be cute. I'm like, Bitch, we're not friends, one. I do not know you, duh. And, like, I'm not here for that, son, okay?
And I always feel bad, like, bringing up. And I thought about bringing up to you to other friends, but I was like, I don't want to be that friend. It's like, girl, you always got to, like, because it has been, like, a series,
but
like,
you
a couple
should have
months.
Brought it up because he did it in front of people to you. That's what I'm like. Let me tell you right now. I'm very confrontational. Me and Jacob were about to fight. This fucking AT&T guy today. Let me tell this fucking story. So me and Kennedy over here doing Bike Work Town Hall, and the AT&T guy comes. So I had a contractor come to my house. He's redoing the walls. In the middle of redoing the wall, he took out an old security box. He cut it out of the wall, but the cable connected there. That was a part of the cable. So I have not had internet in my home for several many days. So AT&T came to fix our shit, and this guy was just being nasty. And I'm just like, this is so irritating. And so I'm like,
nasty, like what? Like what is he doing? And
so he was saying stuff like, I can't be here all day. I'm like, bitch, you've been here for 15 fucking minutes. You've not been here all day. We get 4 hours of your time to fix this problem. You've been here for 15 minutes. Don't talk to Jacob about I can't be here all day. What the fuck are you talking about? Fuck are you talking about? So he's like, I'm leaving. And we're like, no, we need to get access to the telephone room, which is in a building. It is a holiday weekend, and it's taking time
it's
to get...
It's a holiday?
Monday, Juneteenth literally just became a holiday.
Oh, all right.
But to be fair, it just became a holiday.
The victim was right. The victim was right.
Oh, my God. So we're like, it's taking a while for the HOA to respond back to us, so just give us a minute. We will get access to the telephone room. We'll find out where it is. Bitch, we just fucking moved here. We don't even know where the fuck it is. Okay? So he's like, I can't be here all day. So he leaves. I'm like, no. Jacob calls Kennedy. Jacob's like, he's trying to leave. I need help. I'm like, all right. So I'm in full face, wearing jeans and my Trixie Mattel shirt, nails, everything. I am now, me and Kenny are booking it over to the house. We catch him. Jacob calls him back. We see him. Jake's like, I'm going to go inside. So Jake goes inside. Me and Kennedy are storming in his car. I'm walking up to him, and I'm like, how much time do we have allotted? Nails and everything. How much time do we have allotted? And he's like, 15 minutes. Okay, I call AT&T, and I'm like, how much time do I get? They're like, 2 to 4 hours. And Jacob's like, can we please not argue, like, at the guy until we get what we need?
Oh, yes, the hell we will.
And I'm like, oh, no. Jacob's like, I don't want to. I was like, oh, we doing this. But I did. Jacob does not like conflict as much as I do. So I did go around the corner to have the call.
Oh no. I would have done it right in there. Ooh, I would have had to gather that man. I
was
like,
I was trying to, but Jacob was like, I am a meek, tiny white man. And I was
I would have put the phone on speaker.
Yeah.
I would have put the phone on speaker. I'm like, Michelle, say it again. How many hours? Okay, unpack your van. Let's go back upstairs.
You need help? Let me grab a bag. let me help you out. What's your name? Brian, Ted, Carl?
Bitch, you know, I had to call Crate and Barrel. Bitch, I physically went up to the store and I had to gather them holes at Crate and Barrel.
Girl, don't even talk about Crate and Barrel. Girl, I went
Barrel. Now you see what I'm talking about, right?
Okay, no, mine is different. I actually had a lovely time at Crate and Barrel. I went to Tell your story. What's your Crate and Barrel thing?
Oh, no, I mean, you remember, a couple podcasts ago, I was on the phone talking to Crate and Barrel on the phone, but I'll tell y'all how I went full Karen mode.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, my name is... I was like, oh my God, Monet.
So my stuff still didn't come, so I had to go up to the store. I was like, you know what? I
can't do this.
Yes, I went up to the store.
Crate and Barrel.
Yes, I went to the store and had to physically get them together by my couch.
But did you get a couch? They got me.
And it's coming on June 25th now.
Well, girls, we shall see. To quote Serena Chacha. Right. So, I mean, I went down to Crate and Barrel at the mall. I went to the mall. You know the one in Beverly Hills?
Uh-huh.
Did you go to that one?
No, I went to the one in Burbank.
So I went to one in Beverly Hills, and it is in a mall. I haven't been in a mall. Now, I am new to driving. I don't have the mental wherewithal to really remember where I'm parked. Like, I'm like, remembering.
Oh, I saw your Insta story. You forgot
where
you
were. Girl, I was in that parking lot looking for Ezra's car. I was borrowing Ezra's car because me and Ezra have tandem parking spots, meaning they're right in front and behind each other. So sometimes if I'm blocking him, I'll be like, just take my keys. I don't have time to move the cars. So Ezra left, but then I all of a sudden became free. So I took his car to go to Crate and Barrel. I was like, I just lost Ezra's car. I literally just lost Ezra's car. I was in that parking lot looking for his car legitimately for over an hour.
No.
Monet, literally over an hour.
No.
Walking around, clicking, beeping with my Crate and Barrel shit. People looking at me crazy. People like, why does this guy keep looping? I was in that parking lot for, like, I could not be. It was two levels. There's like eight colors. I was like, this is wild.
What? That's why niggas be getting shot. They be walking around with Crate and Barrel parking lot looking for.
And then some white person sees us, get scared. There it is. But girl, also in that time, I started kind of like thinking about you. You know what I realized? I'm not saying that I am like her, but what I'm saying is, I can see how this would happen from Insecure.
Issa
Rae. I just started writing. I started doing this thing where I was like, because Monet knows this about me. Sometimes when I am in like an argument or a fight with someone on the internet, I will write diss tracks.
Yes, you do.
I write little diss tracks. So because I was irritated, I was thinking of old internet fights and I was writing diss tracks and recording them. So I'm walking around the parking lot with my phone recording diss tracks.
You are so strange. You are so strange. That is not a normal human thing to do. To be confused about where your car is and recording diss tracks on you. That is so strange.
Well, what are you supposed to do when you lose your car?
And in my mind, you're in full drag and you're in full like 6-inch pumps. You have a big afro on and you have the outfit that you wore to the exchange rate. To me, in my mind, that's what I see.
Oh no, for you mean reason. The jeans and the leotard?
Yeah, that's what I see in my mind.
Let me find that photographer. I'm telling you. We need to bring in that motherfucker on the podcast. And I don't even want to talk about it because y'all going to start using it over and over again. That picture is all... I know it's a Getty Images. Jacob, get on Getty so they can start using some of your pictures, some shit. I'm so sick of seeing that fucking picture of me everywhere. I hate it. And y'all know it's a bad picture. I'm sick of seeing it. I don't want to see it ever again. Ever again.
Let me tell you something. No matter how many approved images and pictures you have, people, even sometimes our own management, I'm like, where did y'all... I will see a post of me, and I'll be like, where did y'all get that picture? I'm like, and you know what? This is the... You said I'll be getting Karen. I've been like... This, I have a full Dropbox photo that says approved images. Why is this on the flyer? Someone answer that question. Why is this picture on the flyer?
I would say I would share y'all the picture, but honestly, if you just Google Bob the Drag Queen, you'll know which one I'm talking about. I am at Build Studios wearing jeans and a colorful leotard with braids with a Burberry fanny pack. It's so homophobic. It is so disrespectful. It is so nasty. It is.
On the plus side, this hair is growing from your scalp. It looks great.
Thank you. Kennedy did this
hair. Girl, she's growing from your scalp. When did you grow? When did you start growing hair again?
You know, I went to Assad's guy. I went to Jinx Monsoon's guy.
Oh my God, now she's spilling Jinx's tea.
Jinx is very open about her hair transplant.
I think she's with friends, not to the world, but the world knows now.
Jinx did it on my show, Only Child, which is available over on my YouTube page. We should probably go now, Mona. Oh my God, this was such a friendly podcast between you and I. Oh my God. We should do a challenge where we do one podcast where we cannot say anything nasty about the other person.
I'm into it.
Nothing antagonistic. We can't antagonize. We can't be mean.
Let's do it. I think that would be a great social experiment for you. Because it's like part of my nature. For you, you will be working very hard to accomplish that task. That feat. You're
working hard like your corset. No, I'm kidding. All right. Thank you all.
Oh, my God. See? What are the stakes of this thing we're going
to
do?
Okay, you and I, we can't do stakes because we never agree to the terms ever. On any bet we've ever done, we have never agreed to the terms. Ever.
So the first
when we shake hands, we still don't agree to the terms.
The one for watchery, we agreed on terms, and the next week you decided to get crazy and change it. You were like, well, Monet, I want to do something different now. When we had already fully agreed on terms.
I don't know that we agreed.
We did. We did.
Well, I'm not allowed to rescind my
No. No.
Yikes.
On that note, you have a good rest of your night. I hope you and Peppermint have the best of your lives. And
me and Peppermint are done. You're the only thing I have. Don't be rushing me off. What you got to do? I hope you and your friends have a good night. I hope y'all have a good night. You and Pixie. You and your buddy Holly Day. Wrapping your hair up. And Kente.
Oh my God, did you see that Daniel Nardiccio is throwing, he's throwing a underwear party? And guess what this weekend, and guess what the password is?
Juneteenth? Don't say that.
Juneteenth. It is Juneteenth. When and on the flyers, is these two white week, boys.
There will be...
The flyer is two white boys like, woo! And the password is Juneteenth for the underwear party.
I don't want to see no Juneteenth sales, and if they do, you better not sell nothing made of cotton. I tell you, Fruit of the Loom better be quiet as fuck on Juneteenth. Fruit of the Loom, I don't want to hear nothing from y'all on Juneteenth.
Girl. Honey. Girl, the Gagarini Santini.
All right, well, I love you so much.
I love you too. You have a blessed night.
All right, bye y'all.
Bye.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.